what's in the pot? Because we need to get you some actual factuals on how to make sure your weed is not laced. Your cannabis needs to be pure. So we give you some tips, hacks.
And we try to tell you how not to get Mickey with you. With you.
Oh my God. Yes.
Okay. Talk about it to keep you safe. I want you to be safe. But if you're not safe, I just don't want it to be because of weed. You know what I'm saying?
This is Mary Jane and
Munchies!
Streaming on all platforms.
It's Mary Jane and Munchies!
It's your girl, Kumi Jones.
It's your girl, Boston Bossy.
And this weed is delicious because we like guests, and the Lordeth will bringeth the blessings. I'm over here using the utmost well-known high hemp wrap, and this flavor is my favorite one. It's the lemonade. It's the hydro lemonade specifically.
Mix up of that goofy one we tried. That, I can't even, it's still in my spirit. It makes me calm.
Like, that's that. I need to use this in the apocalypse because it's flammable.
Yes, child.
Let me just let y'all know that, you know, this last time in dispensary, I have had, like, really good blessings. I went down to Affinity and I caught a really good discount for having a new Mary Jane card. Having a metal card, baby girl, be having mad benefits. You know what I'm saying? Like, I never thought in my whole life I would have accessibility to this, as I say in pretty much every episode. But blessings be raining down on your girl. All right. So let me let you know something right quick. I finished the Tabitha Brown book, and I know for a fact, as a part of me minding my business, because it is my business, I have really came up with a solution to how I'm going to just change the game in this spice line I'm creating in this spice world, best friend. My papa. He let me have his famous barbecue rub, and for all the Marines that are listening to the, you know, podcast, you know that rub.
I've eaten this food. Oh, I would just like to go on record saying, told so. I told her the Pop Smoke would give it to her. I didn't imagine Pop Smoke jarring spices as he rebuilds the world. I imagined him saying, well, that's the old family recipe.
And I'm gonna do him real well. Mm-hmm. God knows that I'm about to just do that thing, and you can be able to buy it soon. Soon come, watch. Smacking.
Holy moly.
Lord. Okay, so.
I smoked it on some purple once, so, you know.
I'm it. Do you like it?
I love it. I love anything runs in purple.
We are talking about what's in the pot today, and it is not a game. Excuse me, I hit the reefer too hard. All right, we are talking about what's in the pot, and it is a common issue that they are having that there is a with cannabis, street cannabis to be specific, and they're talking about this fentanyl possibility of you getting laced with fentanyl, and everybody know that. You know, being that it's a synthetic opioid, you ain't got no control in the market, and all this shit is it real or is it fake? And my question to y'all is, and I want you to think about it, have you ever had some suspicious looking fucking weed and you've been like, bitch, this is definitely not what they are telling me it is? Anyway, in Cali right now, they're having a bad fentanyl issue of, you know, just saying that that could be laced. They're not really being specific, but they're saying it's like a hit or miss with this. It's like seeing a leprechaun and shit. Like, that's not a real applicable thing, but it could be happening because it's walking its legs all the way across this country, talking about some, you know, rumors up here on the East Coast. So according to Forbes, we are getting a lot of information, but I also have heard from the street, you know what I'm saying? It's good to hear it in the news, but in the street, that there's been some lacing. Best friend, what are your opinions on that?
My opinions on that is what I've... Okay, so as an older smoker, the only thing I can ever remember being laced in my weed would be crystal meth. Yeah, that's a thing. Like, you just don't smoke for anybody and everybody. You just can't.
Yeah.
But fentanyl, that's a different kind of person. Like, mm-hmm. if you want a fentanyl high, you want to get out there and go.
Yeah.
And do lots of things. And when we as weed, I mean, we get out there and go as weed smokers. So I don't want to make it seem like we don't. Because a lot of us, you know.
That kind of company. Yeah. Stereotype and, is not
us. Yeah, that's, it's. It has nothing of a remark on the fact that whether we're productive or not, but we're not trying to build a house today. You know, we're willing to go get the plans, order materials, get contractors and permits and have it built by, you know, the end of next week or next month. They're trying to build it today and they're walking into the store with their slippers on and no money. Like, I need to build a house today. Ma'am, you don't have... Today! We're not that energy. But also, the crystal meth rumor was, like, back in the day. And it was right. much more, like, geared toward women not just getting in a car with a bunch of dudes and smoking a blunt. You know, and really learning how to have control over your cannabis intake. Which right. I think this is what this lace thing comes from. Is like, if you're not breaking it down, rolling it, and putting it in the paper yourself, you don't need to smoke it. Like, you can go ahead and get you a bowl, a one shooter, all types of different things. But don't feel obligated to smoke something that's already rolled that you never saw rolled from someone you don't.
There's some tips that we can follow through that we can all do better with. So that way, if you are buying street stuff, you don't have to figure out, you know, the pros and cons off top. We preferably recommend you getting a medical card or going recreational.
I recommend you follow our tips. Your weed purchases.
All right, so try to buy legal. That's the number one. Know your source is number two. Okay, look at your
budget. Try to buy legal. If your state isn't legalized, don't.
That's what you heard what you said earlier, and that's what we're gonna keep it as, because we ain't gonna tell you what you can and cannot do as grown people. Look at your bud.
Smell your bud. Look at your bud. Burn a piece if you think it's questionable. Because that's the first way you know if your bud is laced or not. If you burn a piece and that thing stay flamed, it's not just weed. Mm. Weed is an herb. Herbs burn. Mm. Period. There you go.
Now, I'm going to tell you right quick that the last one is know the telltale ingredients of lace bud. So I'm going to go down these lists because I've actually seen them. And I want you to know what these are. And Bossy Bossy has said some of them. So, all right. Embalming fluid. And that's going to be a stronger laced weed. I don't know. I've smelled people do weird shit like that. You know, that's some weird hood shit. Glass. You'll know immediately if you have glass laced on your weed. It's to make the trichomes be amplified and I'll have that glossy aesthetic.
Oh, so what you're saying is that they've crushed up glass?
Yeah. Yeah. So, all right. Laundry detergent.
She's just going to keep going on. Like, that's a totally reasonable. Yeah. I cut your weed with glass.
Anything that
so would look pretty.
Anything that can give you better, stronger fragrance. This is what we're going to do. So laundry detergent is another one.
Yep, I've heard of that before.
You already said this, but methamphetamine, heroin, which is the same thing as like fentanyl. That's just kind of what they're regarding as. That's what they're saying the comparison is too. So more so look for heroin-laced things, but just know fentanyl is an opioid. So look for opioid-laced shit. PCP. And that's not primary care provider.
Yeah, but I've heard of PCP laced blunts.
LSD.
I mean, if you were some old person's house smoking their weed,
and
stay out of Mr. Washington's bud.
Pronounce that one last.
Ketamine.
One. Ketamine. I have no clue what that could mean.
Ketamine is an amphetamine, and it is somewhat of a tranquilizer, but it's a really potent drug. If you're this questioning of the, just don't smoke this.
Yes.
This is a batch to throw away. You should have you should have gotten down this far in our list and still be like, yeah, okay, what else? What other things could it be? Throw it away.
To be honest with you, please call 911 if you know that these ingredients or any side effects of this use. Yeah, if you know a little twitchy, your eye fall out, you know, a bit bugging a little
bit.
If
your eye fall out and you don't call 911, the other one gonna fall out.
And you ain't gonna be able to see. 1, 2, 3.
911.
Nah, we gotta go and pay these bills right quick. Friend, I just wanna ask you some real nigga shit. Because I've been anticipating questions like these for a long time. What's the difference between street cannabis and designer weed? Let's have some banter.
Okay. So, the fact that you separated them makes me think that you think that there's a difference. So, where do you buy designer weed? Let me ask you that. Where do you buy designer weed?
You know that the designer weed is that weed that, you know, somebody
in
says...
In bag?
No, listen. I'm about to tell you. It's that weed that they be like from Cali. And it's in this little Ziploc bag. But it's not the typical one. It's the one that's the Uli type Ziploc. And it's going to have a little emblem to be like graffiti spray or something like that. And then there's Ziploc-y, where it's like a little sandwich bag, but a small ass one. The smallest one that they can find.
Yeah, they do find the specialty bags.
The ones that you used to put earrings in.
Sandwich bags. Yeah. So what they requested at school for you to buy specifically for a project. So can you get that 3 1/4 quarter bags? You can find them in the home aisle. We're going to use them for marbles.
What, ma'am?
We're going to use them for marbles. So why you can't get a bag and glue it? Oh, no.
All the hood parents was like, let me cut this little sandwich bag. Get a hot knife. Right. Get a little hot knife.
I promise you all the hood parents was like, whoo. Anyway, in other news. So my interpretation of this is this. Weed has grown and changed through the years. I would say anybody that can personally grow some weed, you're a home grower. You share that with a friend, you're like, oh, this is hitting, this is fire, just screw that. That's some homegrown weed. Yeah. Right? You haven't tested it, perfected the conditionings. People that sell weed on the street, where they're getting it from, it could be the same place that a dispensary is. I mean, in California alone, I had this biker when I was in culinary school tell me his friend was a cultivator for a couple of different dispensaries. He said they harvested so much that they had to burn some. They would roll just big cigars and just not even finish them because it was just so much surplus.
That's California shit. Every time I hear that shit, that's some California shit. We have to waste the weed because if not, doesn't make any sense to have it.
Because then we can't grow more, man.
What? Why not grow more weed if we don't? What?
And why would we want this old weed, man? Like, we're done with that.
It's 2 days up.
But the point being, there is a huge surplus with states going legal. There's more grown that's being bought because the recreational market is really, you know, hampered and handicapped by the taxation on it. Doctors in the medical field have to catch up with cannabis as a treatment plan, so there's not like a mass medical card, so people are still going to street dealers. So street dealers are still getting their sourcing from everywhere and anywhere. The designer part comes when we just started seeing more and more of that high grade hybrids, intense indicas that like were almost medicated type weeds now. You know, before you used to smoke a blunt so you could go to sleep and get sleepy. Now you smoke a blunt and you could be knocked out.
Knocked the fluff out.
You could be, you know, it could be very scary. They'll say now on pre-rolls and flowers, you know, do not smoke this and then operate machinery. What? Well, how am I going to get home after I've rolled on my way from work? I'm in the car already. Don't smoke it. I mean, I think my vehicle is pretty heavy machinery. So I think that's the designer. You know what I'm saying? Like, the designer weed is that you can't just smoke this in the car and drive. You need to sit down. Or if you that type of smoker, this gonna hit you where you need it to hit you. as a lovable pothead, I love me some street weed. I still watch street weed because, you know, 20% on recreational, and dispensaries are still really inaccessible. They're a limited number in the actual city of Boston. All of them are like in the heart of the city, island on the outskirts. So, supply and demand, the delivery game is opening wide up thanks to companies like We Can Deliver.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? But it's really still difficult to access this ideal of just going to my local dispensary down the street, getting the milk, right? A little bit of weed, a party tonight. Like, you can't miss a block and there's not a liquor store.
Mm-hmm.
So I think once you have that accessibility, yeah, you see it push out. But the difference between street weed and designer weed, I personally don't think there's a difference. I think there's just a grade. I think it's the difference between, like, good gas and premium gas.
Okay. Okay. Got you. Got
pun
you.
Intended.
Okay. 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 Got you. And we got to pay these bills one more time. Well, I don't know if it's going to be one more time. We're going to have to pay these bills, y'all.
We still got to pay these bills. I don't know why she's always talking about one more time. We just keep paying them.
Okay, pay more.
And now, a word from our sponsor. Sharifa's Island Cuisine, Trinidadian Specialties, presents their second annual Single Parents Drive. If you want more information about it, check out the post on her IG page at Sharifa's Island Cuisine, one word. Click the link in the bio or scan the QR mobile device. The deadline for online applications is October 30th. Families affected by gun violence are highly encouraged to apply first. Boston residents only. Children ages 0 to 17 years old. Their parents are asked to apply. Now, just a little personal note about this. This has been a really trying year with COVID, so anything you do is going to help these families. But most importantly, families, we know that you're out here listening to the podcast. Go ahead and click that link in her bio. Apply, and your family can be one of those amazing families chosen that's going to have a wonderful holiday season.
Please donate to our girl Sharifa Island Cuisine by December 20th, 2021. These families really, really could use your help. It doesn't take much. Go ahead and visit her again at her email at Sharifa, sharifahl@gmail.com. Please email us daily for drop-off locations. New old toys, gifts, and non-perishables are highly appreciated. As long as it's wrapped up new, as long as it's in pure condition, drop it off. It could change somebody's life. Remember that. Thank you. This was Mary Jane and
Munchies. Bow, 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 big booty ho. What?
You know, at some point I'll be thinking, is the extraness just me? No, it'd be in other people too. Okay.
You know, I had a classmate in my training class say to me, you always got something to say. And I turned to them, and of course I said something. I said, that's why I started a podcast. Because I always had something to say. I figured I could get paid for it.
Now, let me just say, I wish you could see where I'm throwing up, but it's not the Illuminati sign. The Rock. It's Jay-Z Hovel. Yo, guess who made their own weed type Bitcoin?
So, you know, the ever entrepreneurship, world conquering, our boy, we love him, you know him, Jay-Z. In addition to his Monogram cannabis brand, he is now in the actual transactional part, the money part, for those of you that's smoking during this episode.
Get this.
The money part of cannabis dispensers.
What's it called? Flow Hub. Now, if that don't sound like some Mr. Carter type thing, I gotta respect the brother for that one. Because if you're gonna make sure you do something, make sure you make sense for all your brands. Okay? My shot?
So, what's dope about this is that they had venture capitalist funding, meaning that they had funding from two companies that fund other similar businesses or just businesses in general. But Hove himself was a businessman. He's not a businessman. He's a businessman, which is a throwback to his lyrics. Also, for how he is able to build great companies and surround himself with brilliant people.
Right.
You know, the world was going to have to change from this weird thing where you go into this very sophisticated dispensary and then you do this very archaic money transaction. Well, FlowHub doesn't fix the federal issue, it refines the process. So when you go in there, you're able to use your Apple Pay, your Samsung Pay, your credit card, your debit card, your health insurance card, I suppose, even, depending on their functionality. And it seems like it also has some back-end tools for the dispensaries themselves to modernize that back-end, improving delivery, improving brand awareness, and improving customer availability of products.
You see him and Beyonce doing some amazing fucking Afrofuturism type shit that seemed like it just be in comic books and in your head and in dreams. So, like, anytime Ho would do anything, and, you know, not surprising that he's in the cannabis industry. You don't even have to smoke a lot no more to take this leap into this billion-dollar industry plus.
Yeah, I would think it's twofold, 100% twofold for Jay-Z. There's 100% aspect of it that's straight money. It's a billion-dollar industry. So why wouldn't he want to be in it? He's a billionaire. It's an industry of him. But then there's an aspect of seeing a lot of friends spend, seeing a lot of friends impacted and lives destroyed, not only by cannabis, but by street drugs, by the war on drugs. He's from Marcy Project, so, you know, it's just a different mindset that he brings to the cannabis industry. And he truly is with the social equity programs that all these major brands are trying to push forward. He is that.
Right. I'm really just proud because now I have another way to be, I guess, close to being a millionaire. I don't know. Because I've been spending so much weed.
There's actually a lot of
our money on weed.
Dope African Americans in the cannabis industry. Tyson is in, and Tyson, by Tyson, I mean the boxer. He has his own flower blends. So does The Game. So does Wiz Khalifa. So does Snoop. So does
Whoopi Goldberg, my birthday twin. Whoopi Goldberg. Twin.
Our own local DJ Slayer has a strain.
Yeah.
You know? So it's a new, yeah, girl.
Yeah, we need to have more females talk about the strains that they're creating or anything that they're doing specifically.
I agree that I like to see diversity.
She got something popping.
I like to see diversity and cultivation, but I just would like to see cultivation. I think a lot of us that have been smoking weed for a long time want to learn more about this magical plant that we have fallen in love with over the years. Yes. And whoever is willing to teach us, we're game to learn.
I feel you. All right. Best friend, guess what I watch?
What you watch?
Okay. Insecure. Now, I know that as a previous...
I don't know nothing about the show. I've never watched an episode.
If you watch Aquabacker, this is a shout out to you. Issa Rae, I'm really proud of everything.
I mean, you're basically shouting out the world.
But I feel like if
I'm the only person.
You are definitely one of the only people I know that would say that. But that's your business.
I don't think she don't pay nothing about it.
Oh, you don't like Issa?
I love Issa. Because I love everything black. Like Issa. You thought I didn't know that. I do that.
Right, like, here's the thing. We not support of haterade shit. Nah, I didn't feel you like you was a hater. You didn't say that, bitch. You didn't say that. Now, you know you got that one uncle, cousin, mom, parent, dad that would be like, you know that bitch. They just have some entertainment beef with somebody famous.
you know Lou Rawls stole my dance. You know Lou Rawls. That little shuffly dude, that was mine. I said, Lou, shuffle it. Shuffle the foot. And he said, all right, thank you so much, hubby. He shuffled it. Now that hit the Lou Rawls slide. No, it ain't. No, it ain't. That's some of it.
For my pop smoke, it's Loretta Devine and Jennifer Lewis.
Please stop and tell us the story. Why does Pop Smoke have smoke with Loretta Devine?
Well, let me just say right quick. Let me celebrate Issa. Thank you so much for creating Insecure. Season 5 is out right now. And I just wanted to let you know, Issa, Thank you, because you had to get rid of Lawrence, and understandably so, because you got to let that dude grow. All right, so back to Pop Smoke, Loretta Devine, and Jennifer Lewis, the haterade that he has on these two entertainers.
No, people. He doesn't hate Jennifer Lewis.
I don't think it has anything to do with their credentials, their career. It's just that their voices, I believe he has heard too much because he has grown up with him. They're on television now. They were on television then. They just can't escape their brain of, you know, popularship as, you know, the mothers and grandmothers of Black Hollywood. And people like, there's no many anybody else out here that's a Black mother, a Black grandmother.
He literally hates the mother of Hollywood.
Well, I think
of Black Hollywood.
You know, and that's just, but that's just one, oh my God, older one. That's an older generation thing.
Wait, so like if y'all
watch, wait till Thanksgiving. Let's watch this Christmas on Thanksgiving. I bet he's gonna be like, "Yes, bitch, yes, again." Kids get paid. And I'm pretty sure,
oh my God,
it has nothing to do with her as a person. It has to do with her actorship.
You know how much fuel she's giving me for this holiday? Because I'm going to play so many things to make Jennifer Lewis ready to fight. Well, let's watch this then.
I pray.
This Christmas.
I pray that Issa Rae will create such a hatership within my father, because that's how you know you made it.
That is truly how you
made it. If my dad hates you.
Every time I do.
Asa, this awkward Black girl motherfucker bitch. Is she gonna do the robot or something? Rapping
I
mirror?
Can't
not. But oh, that's God, just real love.
Is a 10 times brighter for knowing that somebody hates on the Red and Divine for her activeness. Goddamn, always working, bitch. Every time they pass it out, to here you go.
That's
up
actually
to the
love.
Front.
That's actually love. You follow the career. Every time you can't escape.
Listen, since you can't stand to see me win, have a seat so you can watch it.
There's no escaping these women. Now, before I get out of tune, let me just let you guys know that we have a lot of things going on this upcoming holiday season. You feel me? Shout out to your boy.
What's the Situation podcast. Make sure that you go follow it. Oh, What's the Situation on Instagram and all major social media platforms. Streaming daily on Up Live, Beagle Live at Mr. Situation. Maybe you can too find out What's the Situation.
Now, I am really happy because I know that there's some behind the scenes. You know what I'm saying? Insider Live type shit that Tez and Bossa Bossa got going, and they keep me like, "When's the date we could be able to schedule up something?" Well, we're gonna schedule up something. How about that? That's what we're gonna do. And needless to say, stay tuned. Follow us on all of our platforms because you might catch us live streaming somewhere soon,
baby.
The logos that we are picking are gonna be siphoned down to our lovely cannabis cartoonist and our hood, well, I don't want to say hood, I would say urban cartoonist, you know, the one that is really specified. We ain't gonna say the names because when we you gonna see the logo soon, so when we drop it, okay? But we're gonna just siphon it down to these two because I felt like they were the flyest. So stay tuned for our faces to be all canoodled, all different, you know, all artistic and creative and whatnot. How is live stream going for you?
It's going amazing. I hope you guys definitely follow me on UpLive. I've got a giveaway going. I'm into some holiday events. Shout out to all the amazing partnerships I have on there. My Family Do the Right Thing. Shout out to Vibrous Reviews, who you can follow on all streaming platforms and all major social media platforms. He's one of my best friends on the app, and I love working with him. He's a great broadcaster. Check out Mr. Tez, who's also on that platform as Daddy Tez, Mr. Situation. We've got a lot of content coming out. Make sure that you follow me right now on UpLive. Join my love group.
Right now.
Join this love group. There is an opportunity for a PayPal Cash App giveaway. It's every month, but it could be you this month, next month. Who knows? It could be you.
Okay.
Let it be you.
Okay.
Okay. Also, your girl got some new news.
What?
Your girl is now an agency owner on the Partying app.
Who's partying with Boston?
Well, the Partying app is an amazing audio app that you can meet friends, play games, and hang out with people all throughout the day, as well as being able to use other apps on your phone. If you want to know more information, DM me, email me, or call me at any of my contact information that's in the description below.
Now, I'm going to let you know my YouTube is popping, and I'm really not stopping. Don't get it twisted. All I know is that everybody and their mom that knows me was asking me, like, can you make some more food? Why don't you make some more food? But what? I want you, and I'd be like, girl, let me just do whatever you request me to do, because I am that chick that's going to teach you how to cook it and look good. I'm going to let y'all know, outside, we got a lot of things coming up this holiday season. Don't get it twisted. I'm letting you know we about to get lifted. And all the spices that I'm going to do the last copycat versions of before you can be able to get some of my stuff in the next year or so. Because I'm about to put this money out. That's why I'm talking like this. Because my money still is coming out of my pocket. Like, hey, you know, that's we paid for these legalities. So anyway, needless to say, we're going to get it all good and twisted up nice. Now, we got a TikTok that I just created. And we're going to show you how to cook up this oregano. AKA, you know what it is. So go ahead and check us out. Follow us up on there. It is Mary Jane and Munchies over there too. It will be way more beneficial for you to get some of these munchies that we create in and get some of these recipes, how to do this stuff on your own. We both infused and not infused. Okay. So let me just ask you something, best friend. Where can they find you?
You can find me on Instagram at Grind Double D Mistress. You can also find me on Up Live at Boston Bossy, Bego Live at Powerpuff 88, and you can find me at Partying at Boston Bossy. Okay. You can also find me on Telegram, where we have our Insider Club, at Boston Bossy. So when you see Boston Bossy and you see this lovely face of mine, you know that you're connected with your girl. What? Boston Bossy.
Now, I want to thank my lovely Proper Wraps, High Hemp, for giving me this package to be able to puff it on. Now, this is my favorite way to go this late at night. It's the Hydro Lemonade, baby. And I love it because you know what it makes me feel like? It makes me feel real regal.
Where can they reach you?
Oh, shit. You know, I'm so high, Lord.
I was like, what are you doing?
I'm like, yes. I'm
you literally
just like, this shit was so good. Let me
you
tell
you. You heard me talking, and you was talking about that. I was like, okay, this is her, like, little segue. And he was like, all right.
I'm like, in another galaxy. That's why you should try this shit. Okay. You can find me at Kumi Jones on all platforms. Q-U-E-E-M-I-E-J-O-N-E-S. And when I say all platforms, You'll know me. Okay, you'll know me. You can't miss the logo. My logo?
Fire!
Beer, 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 beer. So yes, find me out.
Custom designed by Boston Bossy Management Services.
So that's why you gotta get a manager like me. But soon come. She is unpurchasable. I'm the only 10%er she got. You never heard of 5%ers. I'm her only 10%.
Period.
Okay. Anyway.